Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're on The Burt Show.
I'm not a big watcher of How I Met Your Mother, but this was circulating around the internet a couple of days ago, and this is a scene from that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up about things after 30 you just can't do. And it's a conversation within the show that's based over about 5 minutes, so it's a little choppy to listen to on the radio, but I think you'll get the gist of what we're looking for here.
Bartow list is something that came into being around the time I turned 30. When we were in our early 20s, every time we had a party, that beer bong came out. And around the time we turned 30, same thing. Of course, in our early 20s, the next day would go like this.
You're gonna take
But by the time we were 30, the next day would go like this. Then one day, I realized there was only one person in the world that I could relate to. Detective Roger Murtaugh, played by Danny Glover in the 80s noir masterpiece Lethal Weapon. Known for his oft-quoted catchphrase,
I'm too old for this
stuff. He said, I'm too old for this stuff.
It's sad to admit, but as you get older, there's just certain things you can't do anymore. That's why I have this list, so I never make the mistake of thinking that I can still pull an all-nighter. Or eat an entire pizza in one sitting. Or hang posters on your wall without frames.
Riggs! I'm too old for that stuff.
All right, so they're starting to put a list together right there. You can't pull an all-nighter after 30 anymore. Also on the list that we didn't get to, at least on the show, was get ear pierced. If you're a guy after 30, shouldn't do that. Crash on a friend's futon.
Or own a futon.
Or own a futon.
Yeah.
I don't even know where you go to get one.
Own a futon.
Do laundry at your mom's house.
Oh, my God.
Where was the... was this from the TV show, or is this come up somewhere else about the unframed posters on the wall?
That was right on the...
That was just on the clip.
On the clip,
that one's like,
No thumbtacks to put up artwork.
No.
So we'll put the list together, and this is really for guys. Like, if you're doing this after 30, maybe it's time to just reevaluate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read some of these from Esquire magazine, because a while ago, they put together 59 things a man should never do past 30, and there are some good ones on here also, like coin your own nickname.
Can't do that at any age.
Any age, yeah.
That's not over 30.
Skipper.
Use a wallet that's fastened with Velcro.
Yeah, that's true.
What about own a bong? Isn't that such a goodbye thing in their young 20s?
I really have an opinion on that one, Jen.
The room goes silent for a reason.
Come on. Seriously.
How about own a bong bigger than your arm?
How about just own a bong?
How about
seriously?
Homemade bong?
You're 30.
You shouldn't have a name for your bong either after 30. In college, we had the Eliminator.
Made from beakers or PVC pipes.
There's some people in this room.
You should get yourself a professional one if you're going to have one.
You've got the money now. Go get a really nice, fancy, arty glass one from a festival.
Isabel,
some people in this room have a lot of disclaimers on that one.
Isabel, give us a little hint here. If a guy over 30 years old is doing this, he could pretty much put himself on the not getting any list.
He cannot take you to hang out with his friends while they're all playing beer pong after 30.
Beer pong after 30 has got to go away.
No way.
It's a sad day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's an exception. Okay.
What about golden tea?
No, I think that's made for people over 30.
Golden tea is for
older
Golden tea is where beer...
It's like the replacement for beer pong.
Yeah, beer pongers.
Sticking with the beer pong and sticking with the bong, beer bonging after 30 is on this list.
What is that?
Oh.
Like funneling?
Oh, yeah.
Shotgun.
Yeah, no.
Good morning, Heather. You are on
Q100. Good morning. I don't think guys over 30 should hang on to the old concert shirts. I think they should give those up.
Or Greek letter shirts.
Yes.
At some point, you do have to let those go.
Now, if they go to the concert, though, like on Tuesday night.
I know you're proud that you were in SAE back in the day, but it doesn't mean anything when you're 30.
I would much rather see a guy in a concert shirt than that or their old gym shorts. If they decide that for some reason, because guys for some reason will hang on to those gym shorts
the one
way
where
too long.
One of those things is going to escape and you're not going to know it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little breezy.
Yeah, I don't know why.
See
why you hold on to those.
Good morning, Q100. Hey, Martha.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Things that guys over 30 just can't pull off anymore.
Okay. If you're not physically active, playing sports like you're in the high school championship is not a good idea.
We talked about this guy. The softballers that are taking it way too hardcore.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Kickballers.
Come on!
Yeah. No. Dodgeball. No sex this week! I've got a dodgeball championship on Saturday, and I need to be focused.
If you what about if you are holding practices for your kickball tournament,
like, just go to the bar. You're just holding those so you can get.
How about this? And we'll put the exception will be on anyone who's getting paid for it.
Uh huh.
But like, wear full uniforms to participate in a sporting event.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a recreational fast pitch softball league, and you're wearing the spikes, the pants, the cup, the shirt, and the
stirrups.
Hat.
The little stirrups. Yeah,
the Under Armour.
Right there. Uh-huh. And you've got your batting glove.
Right, your lucky glove.
Your lucky batting glove there, yeah. That's another.
How about have a trunk, unless you're coaching your kids, having a trunk with a bat bag in it?
Well, a trunk full of all exercise equipment.
Like you open it up and there's like,
I do have a bat bag. I'm guilty of that one.
How many bats do you have in it, though?
Like four. And really? I justify it because I think, oh, well, there's going to be some people that show up to the field that don't have a bat. But these are ones I've had since Little League. I just can't let them go.
There's one wiffle bat in there.
Hey, Judy, good morning.
One thing that guys should not do after 30 is wear Velcro fastener tennis shoes.
And by 30, do you mean things? 5?
Anything Velcro, I think, out the window, right? We're building a reoccurring theme here with
Velcro.
Yeah,
with
I don't know.
Yeah.
No Velcro wallet.
Well, if you're old enough to go to a bar and you're like, hey, I got this round. I'm like, excuse me, what was that?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me seal it back up. Good, now nobody can get into it.
It says lightning bolt or OP on.
OP. You're carrying an Ocean Pacific wallet at 40.
Good morning, Amanda. Things a guy over 30 just shouldn't be able to pull off anymore.
Guys over 30 should not wear a baseball hat sideways or talk about skateboard tricks.
Yeah,
fair enough.
You can't go to a skateboard park after 30.
Unless you're there.
Unless
with
you're dropping off your kid.
Yeah. Your son.
Unless you're waiting for your kid to finish a stunt.
On the Esquire list, over 30, no hacky sack. No. You should not name your unit and
at all.
At all. But it says his name plus junior. So like little Jeff. Jeff Jr.
That's why.
Gross.
That's why I just stick with Thunder Stick.
Shout out a response to Are You Ready to Rock?
Unless you're at a concert. That's fair.
Hold a weekly house meeting with roommates. Jokingly flash gang signs while posing for wedding photos. Any photo. Any photo.
And you know nobody gets them right. How about making up your own gang with your own gang signs? Seriously.
You know somebody's made up a gang?
Yes.
Over 30?
Yes. I can show you pictures of them.
Seriously?
What's their gang sign?
They live on your favorite. It's like...
You're kidding.
Swear to God, it's this.
It's like your A-OK type deal?
It's... I'll find pictures, but
what's
it's...
What's it supposed to spell?
I don't think it spells anything. I think they just all agreed to do it in a picture. Once, and now they all do it all the time, and I might be doing it wrong. But they would live on Wendy and Bert's favorite website.
Oh, yeah. Hot Chicks with Boosh Decks.
Yep.
Love that.
Also on the Esquire list, choose the number 69 as his jersey number. I mean, come on, guys.
That's so funny. That's funny.
That is an instant showstopper if you're with a woman. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be wearing a jersey.
Listen, whoever's on the phone.
You agree with all these?
Yes.
If a guy has a jersey with the number 69 on it, you're not getting on to work.
Also, if you're over 30, you're not in shape, lose the biker shorts.
The biker shorts.
Biker shorts.
They are just never sexy at all. They're never flattering on anybody.
I would say also the over baggy jeans. If you're over 30, like you can't overdo the baggy
jeans. Or the pull down ones that are like down to like 2 inches below your waist.
Yeah.
Here's one on the Esquire list that I don't agree with. I think you're at any age, this is still okay. Eat Oreo cookies in stages.
That's
cool.
You never have to let that go.
If you do it,
that's okay.
I don't think it applies if you can do it in private. Then I think you're okay, like an Oreo cookie. Now, if you're out, if you're over at, you know, a first date, and you go over to a girl's house and you're waiting in the kitchen while she goes and freshens up and she comes in and you're trying to make a triple-decker double stuff, then I wouldn't blame her for judging you.
on the Esquire list, publicly greet friends by shouting, "What's up, you whore?" Hold his lighter up at a concert.
Nobody does that anymore. It's all cell phones.
Wear Converse All-Stars with a tuxedo. Organize a party bus.
No, that's okay. Bachelor party or something like that. That's cool. What about dudes who, when they go indoors or whatever, they just put their sunglasses on the back of their head?
I hate that. I don't want to ever do that.
Nobody should do that.
No. Or the back of your neck.
All right, also,
whatever. Dude, seriously.
How about take the day off of work for a concert? Jimmy Buffett's here tonight. I'm taking the day off.
I don't know that I can agree with that one.
No,
I don't know that I can agree with that. I think there's some things that you should be able to do that are still fun.
I think there's a line. I think before 30... you take the day of the concert after, and you're hungover the day afterwards.
No, the thing is, over 30, you're gonna. It's harder to recover. So over 30,
you take the day after
more than you do in your 20s.
Right, but I'm talking about the day of the show. Hey, Jimmy Buffett's here. I'm taking the day off tailgating at noon. What's up, Parrothead?
You're on The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.